In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, "If anyone to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Many celebrities, movie stars, rappers, and athletes wear them. So do ministers of the gospel and other church folks. But they wear them for different reasons. I'm talking about crosses. Some people wear a cross as jewelry or as a fashion statement. I wear the cross to identify myself as a follower of Jesus. And it reminds me of the sacrifice that Jesus made on Calvary's cross and the promise of salvation. Today, I'm wearing a cross that my wife Vivian gave me when I was ordained as deacon 18 years ago. I also have other crosses that we bought during our trips to the Holy Land and when we visited the last home of the Blessed Virgin Mary near Ephesus in Turkey. Each time I wear the cross or when I see one, I'm also reminded of the call of Jesus to the disciples in the Gospel for the 13th Sunday after Pentecost. It reads in part, "If anyone to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." That's what I want to talk about today. Some people read or hear that scripture and go out and buy the biggest cross to wear around their necks. But I don't think that's what Jesus was talking about when he said, "Take up your cross and follow me." My friends, the cross that Jesus was talking about is not a piece of jewelry. The cross Jesus is talking about is not your burdens. It is not difficulties at work. It is not illnesses or struggles in the relationships, because they are common to all of us. Rather, our cross is something we are willing to endure or suffer because we are followers of Jesus. Our cross is loving the unlovable, caring for the poor, the weak, the sick, the lonely, and the forgotten. Our cross is standing up for the oppressed. My cross is when I speak up against the pandemic of racial injustice and declare Black Lives Matter. Our cross is volunteering to help those in need, the poor, the sick, and the vulnerable. Another example of taking up your cross can be giving donations of food and or money, or volunteering to help Kitchen of Hope in its fight against hunger and food insecurity. We take up our cross when we help the church meet unusual ministry challenges, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, which has claimed about 180,000 lives in our country, unemployment for about 31 million people. For all these, our brothers and sisters, Jesus is calling on you and me to take up our cross and follow him. And all the sacrifices you and I make to willingly help our crosses we take up as followers of Jesus. And the gospel writer Matthew tells us in chapter 16, verse 27, that we will be rewarded. The Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. My friends, we know that God fulfills his promises, so we can count on that promise. God will bless you when you demonstrate your love and your faith in God by responding to all that God has done for you. Listen again to what he is asking. If anyone to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? Those words, my friends, weren't just meant for the disciples. They are also directed to you and me today. Jesus puts it straight. If we are determined to fulfill his will and to follow Jesus, then we have to be prepared to deny ourselves. That is, we must make sacrifices. Indeed, to be faithful to God in this our troubled world requires you and me to make sacrifices. You see, my brothers and sisters, taking up your cross has nothing to do with shouldering burdens or enduring suffering. Taking up the cross has nothing to do with inflicting pain, but everything to do with willingly making sacrifices in the name of Christ Jesus. We must give up something, our time, comfort, or even our money. Remember the story of the rich young ruler who wanted to know what he should do to inherit eternal life? The story is reported by three gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And Jesus told the rich young ruler to go sell all he had, give the money to the poor, and then come follow him. But he couldn't. Either he couldn't, or he did not want to sacrifice all that he had. Mark tells us that the rich young ruler was, quote, shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. You see, my friends, the rich young ruler wanted what money could not buy. He wanted eternal life. But he could not use his wealth to help the poor in the name of Jesus. Now, before you condemn the rich young ruler, take a minute to consider what following Jesus really means. We may not be as rich as this young ruler was, but we all may have something that we too might not be willing to sacrifice. So, let me ask you, what is it that's keeping you from being a fully committed follower of Jesus? Is it someone who is keeping you from surrendering your life completely to Jesus? Maybe it's your spouse or your son or daughter. You are afraid what they might say or think. Or you are afraid you might lose them because you spend too much time in church or you are doing too much for the church. If it is not someone, is it something that's keeping you from fully committing your life to Jesus? Is it alcohol? Is it drugs or gambling? You don't want to give it up? Or you think you can't give it up? My brothers and sisters, there is nothing we have and nothing we can do to inherit eternal life. You and I can inherit eternal life only by God's grace and mercy. Taking up our cross means making sacrifices in our lives so that God's purpose can be fulfilled and God is glorified. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is calling on you and me today to take up our cross, not to wear the cross around our neck as a fashion statement. May God graciously give you eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts filled with compassion as you take up your cross and follow Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.